USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is out of the country to the G7 Economic Summit in France. Before he left, he spoke out on the China trade battle escalation that led to a big sell-off in financial markets.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it.
During a busy Friday on Twitter, the president renewed his attacks on the man he appointed to chair the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who is now not dropping interest rates the way the president would like.
Do I want him to resign? Let me put it this way. If he did, I wouldn't stop him.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Florida jury has returned a guilty verdict in the manslaughter trial of a white man in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man in a dispute over a parking space. They deliberated about 6 hours, then convicted Michael Draca in the death of Marquise McLaughlin. Michelle Rayner Goolsby is the attorney.
The jury was able to see that you're not going to get to do this. This man is a vigilante. He's the monster. He's the murderer.
At sentencing, Draca could get 30 years in prison. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has just gone through radiation treatment for a tumor on her pancreas. The 86-year-old has been diagnosed with cancer several times since 1999. She had surgery for lung cancer late last year. Ginsburg has kept up a busy schedule during her treatment this time around. The statement from the Supreme Court said she completed 3 weeks of radiation and that there is no evidence of disease anywhere else in her body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The average American commuter wastes 54 hours a year stuck in traffic. According to USA's John Clements, that's 2.5 days a year.
The study from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute reports the term extra hours reflects the time traveling at congested speeds rather than free flow speeds. Bill Isley, co-author of the study, tells us the solution is a lot more than just building more roads.
Parts of the solution include looking into ourselves and what do we need to do to change our travel behavior? Are there mobility options? Yes, building roads is part of it, but there's other things we can do.
The study of 494 urban areas found commuters in Los Angeles must be really frustrated.
In Los Angeles, you'll spend 119 hours stuck in traffic.
I'm John Clemens.
More than 100 Palestinians sustained injuries after clashing with Israeli troops in protest at the Gaza-Israel border on Friday. The Palestinian news agency reported 127 people were injured, 54 by live bullets and 73 by rubber bullets or tear gas. 2 people were in critical condition. Hamas urged protesters to keep the protests peaceful and Israeli Defense Forces told troops to restrain the use of live fire. The Gaza Health Ministry said more than 300 Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of thousands have been injured since the protests began March 30th in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.